On Wall Street today, a rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest one-day gain since September, ending the day up 324 points at 9,379. It was a shortened trading day. The market closed at 1 p.m. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 indexes also finished up.
But even as the markets rose, so did unemployment. The Labor Department said today that the unemployment rate rose a tenth of a percentage point in June to 5.9%. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the numbers suggest that anemic profits and accounting scandals continue to take a toll on U.S. companies.
Not only were June's job numbers weaker than many economists had expected, but the Labor Department also revised May's payroll numbers downward. Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wachovia Securities, says the report indicates that despite plenty of evidence of a rebound in growth, businesses still lack confidence in the economy.
It pretty much confirms that we're in the midst of a very sluggish economic recovery. And in an innocent type of environment, I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of job growth.
Vittner says this isn't unusual at this point in a recovery. He says employers typically don't begin to feel confident enough to start hiring people until well after a recovery has set in. And Mark Zandi, chief economist at Economy.com, says certain factors may be making companies especially reluctant to hire. One is the uncertain international situation and the threat of terrorism. Another, Zandi says, is the ongoing series of corporate accounting scandals.
As long as everyone's scouring their balance sheets in an effort to see whether they did proper accounting, I doubt they're going to be in any mood to hire and to invest.
But Zandi says today's report does contain some positive news. He notes that the average work week increased, as did the amount of overtime worked.
Generally, employers ask their existing employees to work longer hours before they actually step up and hire more people. So this is a good, positive leading indicator. It suggests that the businesses will begin to hire soon a little bit more aggressively.
A few other factors bode well for employment. Interest rates remain low. The dollar has been weakening, which makes U.S. manufacturers more competitive against their foreign counterparts, and that means they'll probably have to hire more people. At the same time, a vigorous rebound is unlikely until stock prices recover, and with investors so nervous about their portfolios, that may take a while to happen. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.